With Montana News, I'm Austin Amistoy. Runaway inflation slightly eased last month, but consumer prices remain painfully high. With Americans' purchasing power eroded this year, older adults are among those being squeezed the hardest, but who can afford it the least. MTPR's Edward O'Brien reports.
80-year-old Judy Allen is one of millions of older Americans now struggling to make ends meet.
I live on a fixed income, and it's very hard right now.
The Missoula resident has just returned from the grocery store where she's noticing her food stamp or SNAP benefits are not keeping pace with food prices.
I look on my list. I always have to take a list now. And there are some things I can't even buy this month. I have to wait till next month because I won't have the money or enough food stamps to go around.
Allen's working life started in 1963 as a bartender in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I was young. Of course, the stars and the lights got me.
She says she made great money in tips during her 25 years tending bar in Vegas. An injury led to a midlife change of career as a medical technician, a job she kept until her retirement in 2009. Allen says that transition from steady career paycheck to a fixed retirement income was a
very, 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 very hard adjustment.
And that's getting even harder as prices climb. More Montanans than ever before are having to navigate aging during a time when inflation levels are near a 40-year high. Montana's aging population is sixth per capita in the nation. Iola Winters, a volunteer senior companion for Missoula Aging Services, sees the economic insecurity in older adults every day.
It's depressing when you see someone that has a small income and you know that they're not buying the groceries that they need to sustain themselves.
Winters is an energetic 81-year-old who helps clients with errands, transportation, and shopping needs. Winters tells MTPR she's concerned about the health of some of the older adults she works with who are increasingly settling for less expensive and less nutritious food options loaded with salt, sugar, and preservatives. Winters also notices more retirees are now re-entering the workforce to help make ends meet.
I've never seen anything like this before.
This all sounds familiar to Ramsey Alwyn, the president and CEO of the Virginia-based nonprofit National Council on Aging.
It's really, really tough.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the year 2030 will mark an important demographic turning point in U.S. history. That's when all baby boomers will be older than 65.
As we grow older and our health issues continue to evolve, there are more out-of-pocket costs. And for so many, outliving those resources literally keeps them up at night.
According to a 2019 Federal Reserve report, nearly one in four Americans have no retirement savings. Older adults are increasingly trying to get by solely on their monthly Social Security benefits. On average this year, that amounts to about $1,600 a month for an individual. And according to NCOA's Ramsey Alwyn, Social Security's annual cost of living adjustment doesn't come close to keeping up with increasing Medicare premiums of over 14%.
Layer on top of that, these unprecedented inflation rates at 9% and climbing, and you can see how Social Security really does come up short.
This year's Social Security increase was just shy of 6%. The National Council on Aging offers a program connecting older adults and people with disabilities to potential money-saving benefits. NCOA's Ramsey Alwyn says older adults annually leave billions of dollars in unclaimed benefits on the table.
Only about half of older adults that are eligible for food assistance or SNAP are enrolled. Getting enrolled can add, on average, $100 back into that monthly food budget.
Voters in Missoula County recently voted overwhelmingly to support a levy to fund Missoula Aging Services' work connecting older adults with services that can help them age. Kate Kottner is an aging services manager.
It's money that we needed anyway, but of course it's given us that ability to plan for the future and continue the important work that we do.
Missoula Aging Services and all of Montana's area agencies on aging offer benefit checkup services covering federal as well as state and local resources. Older adults can see if they're eligible for these free services. Qualifying applicants could potentially get assistance with Medicare, prescription drug, food, housing, property tax, or energy costs. Back in Missoula, Judy Allen, a former senior companion herself, encourages her fellow older adults to sign up for a benefit screening. The possibility of a little extra financial help every month sounds good to her. Allen says she and her friends frequently get together to share stories, laugh, and commiserate. Times are tough, she says, but chin up. Things will eventually get better, adding with a wry smile.
Whoever said it was the golden years, I'd like to choke them.
Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.